Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishma Asar Yaakov Shalom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara is starting from the end of Chav Aleph on Beis, going to Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Says that there is an opinion that the time of Ezra, the Ksav, the script, changed. It used to be Ksav Ivri, and it changed to be Ksav Ashuri. And the Gemara brings in the top of Chav Beis Amud Aleph the Pasuk that says Ksav HaNishtavon. Because the script changed. And the Gemara says, Lama nikra Ashuris, why is it talked about Ashuris? She'olo imoy Asher. Came from them, went from Asher when they came from Bavel. And this is a pele otsum ad lemoit. To say that the ksav that was given to Am Yisrael, to get the Torah that was given to Am Yisrael, had a different script. And there's many questions on that. The Gemara tells us that the mem and the samech shebeluchos because they're around or a circle and they don't have the middle. So it was a miracle that we're able to have this hole in the luchis. So the Rishonim already asked, the Ritva brings in Megillah. But if you hold that the ksav changed on the time of the luchis, it wasn't the script of ksav ashuri that has a box or a circle for mem and samech. And we know that all the ksav ashuri that we have, each one has the tagim. And the tagim has tili tilim shel aluchis. And every... The tzura of the series is such an important tzura. And there is Seidus and Kabbalah, which is Tomun every ois of the Torah. How can it be that we didn't have Ksav Ashuri, the Ksav of the Sefer Torah before? So the Ritva and Megillah Daf Beis Amud Beis, and also the Ritbaz and Tshuva, Chelek Gimel, Simen Taftaf Pei Gimel, who's Maich very much on this inyan. And very similar to the Maharal says in Tiferes Yisroel, Pek Samach Dalet, and mentions over here in the Chidush HaGodos. They all say the same idea. They all say that Avadai, the Luchos HaKadosh Baruch Hu gained from Shemaim, that was Ksav Ashuri. That was the font, the script, was exactly as we have today in the Sefer Torah. But says the Ritva, because of the Gedusha of this Ksav, they didn't use it. It wasn't the one that we're using when they wrote their own Sfarim, and their own letters. There they use a different font, a different script. And they got used to this other script that they did not know Ksav Ashuri. The Ritbaz adds, he says, probably nobody saw that Ksav, because Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain, he brought the Luchos, and the Luchos were in the Aron. Nobody saw the Ksav. The Ritbaz continues on to bring a Yerushalmi that's Mashma, that even the Luchos maybe had the script of Ivri. So he says, the Ritvaz, that may be Luchos Shniyos. I mean, after Moshe Rabbeinu broke Luchos Rishonos, so the Luchos Shniyos maybe did not have the Ksav. But the Luchos Rishonos definitely had Ksav Ashuri. And that was the original Ksav that was given from Sinai. But they didn't use it not in the Sefer Torah, and not in their own things that they had. That's why people did not know it. People did not recognize it. Until the time that the time of Daniel and when Ezra came from Bavel, there it says that finally they saw the fact the Malach used this script that showed them that right now they could come and use it. Now what's really the pshat that from the time of Ezra Sofer, now we start using Ksav Ashuri? So the Ritban says simple, he says, we know the Gemara tells us over here that Ezra was roi for him to bring the Torah. He was like the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he could bring the Torah. So instead of bringing the Torah, he brought the Ksav. But the Maharal explains more. The Maharal says that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Am Yisrael the Torah on the level of Dibur, of talking. And Ezra gave the Torah to Am Yisrael in the level of Ksivo, of writing. The Maharal Chidush HaGodos over here adds to it. He says, because in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, we had Nevuah. So our communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was through Dibur. So Emele, what we had from Torah, Be'ikar, was the Dibur, not the Ksivo. That's why the Ksiva was not as important. The Ksiva was not as focused on because we had this direct Dibur, a direct channel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when the time of Ezra Sofer went on, when we get to Bayis Sheni, there's no more Nevi'im. Many say that Ezra is the last Navi. So from here on, what is our communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is the communication of Ksiva. And therefore the Ksiva becomes so important. Ezra is giving us the Koyach Ksiva of the Torah. We have to add to this, the Gro, the Vilna Goin, in the beginning of Sefer Tzniuso. And he explains the difference between a Sefer and a Sipur. That's the Lashon of Sefer Yetziro. Sefer is the written the written word, and the sipra is the talked word. He says like this, when you have a talking, so the person who's talking, the person who's listening, they immediately have a communication, because the one who's talking is talking to one who's listening. So it comes in one shot. But ksiva is two different stages. Stage number one has to write something. Stage number two, the one who reads it needs to understand what was written. It's not happening together. My Rebbe Ramesh Shapir, I explained a little bit more. That by dibur, it's a relationship between the talker and the one who's listening. By ksiva, there's a little bit of a separation. One can write one thing, and the one who reads it can understand it completely differently. They each one stand on their own. There's a little more of a separation. So Yemele, what the Maharal is telling us is, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, Tersha Bechtav, there's a direct communication with Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The dibur is the ikar. But in the time in Ezra and on, we have to go and base ourselves on what's written, because we don't have a dibur anymore. So now we change it to ksivo. Now we change it to the era of Tersha Baal Peh, where there's a little bit of a separation between Noisanator and giver of the Torah, and we have to come and understand the written word. So that's why now the ksivo became so chashuv. Now we went up to ksav Ashuri. And it's Davar Niflo. We're learning this daf on Chais Tevis Tavshin Pehe. And the yard set of Ezra Sofer is on Tes Tevis, as we say in the Slichas of Asura B'Tevis. It's the time of Ezra Sofer. Now we're learning this Inyan of the Ezra Sofer's Milo, or bringing the Milo of the Ksiva. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.